This is Unit 15 of Pimsleur's Urdu. Listen to this conversation. In it, you'll hear
Beshak,
which means, of course.
Suniye, iski qeemat kitni hai? 1900 rupaye? Mere paas utne paise nahi hai.
Aapke paas kitne paise hain?
1500 rupaye. Kya aap mujhe 400 rupaye qarz dengi?
Beshak, ye lijiye. Ye 400 rupaye hain.
Bahut bahut shukriya.
Sir, aankhon par.
एक बार फिर से सुनिए.
Listen again.
इसकी कीमत कितनी है? 1900 रुपए. मेरे पास उतने पैसे नहीं हैं.
आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं?
1500 रुपए. क्या आप मुझे 400 रुपए कर्ज देंगी?
बेशक. ये लीजिए. ये 400 रुपए हैं.
बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया.
सर आंखों पर.
Suppose you're an American woman in Pakistan. You're out shopping with a friend and her husband. Ask, how much is its price?
Iski qeemat kitni hai?
The shopkeeper answers, it's 1900 rupees.
Ye 1900 rupaye ki hai. 19.
Do you remember how to say, it's not too much?
ये बहुत ज्यादा नहीं है. ज्यादा. ये बहुत ज्यादा नहीं है.
Now try to say, it's too much.
ये बहुत ज्यादा है. ज्यादा. ये बहुत ज्यादा है.
Referring to the price, ask 1500 rupees, okay?
1500 रुपए, ठीक हैं? 15.
How does he say, no, it can't be done?
जी नहीं. ये नहीं हो सकता है.
He says 1800 rupees.
1800 रुपए. 18.
Say it's too much.
ये बहुत ज्यादा है. ये बहुत ज्यादा है.
That amount of money.
उतने पैसे.
That amount of money is not on me.
मेरे पास उतने पैसे नहीं हैं. नहीं हैं. मेरे पास उतने पैसे नहीं हैं.
Say 1600 rupees.
1600 रुपए. 16.
He says again, no, it can't be done.
जी नहीं, ये नहीं हो सकता है.
He says 1700 rupees.
1700 rupees. 1700 rupees.
Ask your friend's husband, how much is its price in dollars?
Iski qeemat dollar mein kitni hai?
He tells you, meaning rupees, say, that amount of money is not on me.
मेरे पास उतने पैसे नहीं हैं.
Try to say, 1700 rupees are too much.
1700 रुपए बहुत ज्यादा हैं. 1700 रुपये बहुत ज्यादा हैं।
How do you say loan?
कर्ज।
Ask your friend's husband, will you loan me some?
क्या आप मुझे कुछ कर्ज देंगे? कर्ज देंगे। क्या आप मुझे कुछ कर्ज देंगे?
That amount of money is not on me.
मेरे पास उतने पैसे नहीं हैं।
How does he ask how much money is on you?
आपके पास कितने पैसे हैं?
Answer: 1500 rupees are on me.
मेरे पास 1500 रुपए हैं।
Try to ask him, will you loan me 200 rupees?
क्या आप मुझे 200 रुपए कर्ज देंगे?
How does he say, here you are, here are 200 rupees?
ये लीजिए, ये 200 रुपए हैं।
He might also say, of course.
सुनिए और दोहराइए। बेशक, शक, बे, बेशक।
He says again, of course.
बेशक।
Ask him again if he will loan you 200 rupees.
क्या आप मुझे 200 रुपए कर्ज देंगे?
He says, of course, here are 200 rupees.
बेशक, ये 200 रुपए हैं।
Now you're in a small shop and you want to buy some tea. First, do you remember how to ask, are 16 rupees on you?
क्या आपके पास 16 रुपए हैं?
Here's how to ask the shopkeeper, do you have tea?
सुनिए और दोहराइए।
क्या आपके पास चाय है? क्या आपके पास चाय है?
Ask the shopkeeper again if he has tea.
क्या आपके पास चाय है?
To confirm that he does, he'll say, "Yes, there is." Literally, "Yes, is." Try it.
जी हाँ, है, है, जी हाँ, है।
Ask, how much is its price?
इसकी कीमत कितनी है?
The shopkeeper didn't hear what you said, so he asks you, what did you say? First, here's the word for did say.
सुनिए और दोहराइए। कहा, कहा।
Now listen and repeat. What did you say?
आपने क्या कहा? आपने, ने, आप, ने, आपने क्या कहा?
Notice how the word for you changes when you say did say. How does he ask you again? What did you say?
आपने क्या कहा? आपने क्या कहा?
You repeat your question. How much is its price?
इसकी कीमत कितनी है?
In Pakistan, tea is usually sold loose and by weight. Prices will vary, but for now, he says, it's 500 rupees.
ये 500 रुपए की है. की है.
Once again, how do you ask the shopkeeper if he has tea?
क्या आपके पास चाय है? क्या आपके पास चाय है?
And how does he answer? Yes, there is.
जी हाँ, है. है.
Pakistan uses the metric system, so you ask him to give you 1 kilogram of tea. A kilogram,
kilo,
is about 2 pounds. Try to say 1 kilo.
1 kilo. Kilo. 1 kilo.
Do you remember how to say, give me 2 teas?
मुझे दो चाय दीजिए.
In the same way, how would you say, give me 1 kilo?
मुझे 1 किलो दीजिए.
Now try to say, then give me 1 kilo.
फिर मुझे 1 किलो दीजिए.
You also want to buy coffee. Ask, do you have coffee?
क्या आपके पास कॉफी है? क्या आपके पास कॉफी है?
He didn't understand what you said. How does he ask? What did you say?
आपने क्या कहा? आपने. आपने क्या कहा?
You repeat your question, but they don't carry coffee, so you pay for your tea. Say, here you are. Here are 500 rupees.
ये लीजिए, ये 500 रुपए हैं.
Another day, you want to run some errands during your lunch break, but you're short of cash. Ask a colleague, will you loan me some?
क्या आप मुझे कुछ कर्ज देंगे? क्या आप मुझे कुछ कर्ज देंगे?
How would he say? Of course. How much money?
बेशक, कितने पैसे? बेशक, कितने पैसे?
You're not sure. You want to ask, how much is tea?
सुनिए और दोहराइए.
चाय कितने की है? की. चाय कितने की है?
He says, it's not too much.
ये बहुत ज्यादा नहीं है. ज्यादा.
Here you are. Here are 1700 rupees.
ये लीजिए. ये 1700 रुपए हैं.
He asks you to pick up some tea for him too. Say, of course.
बेशक.
When you get to the store, you ask the shopkeeper, do you have tea?
क्या आपके पास चाय है?
How does he say, yes, there is?
जी हाँ, है.
You also want to know if he has coffee. In Pakistan, you are more likely to obtain instant coffee than coffee beans. Now he says he has coffee. Ask, how much is coffee?
कॉफी कितने की है? कितने की है?
He says, it's 300 rupees.
ये 300 रुपए की है.
Ask him again if he has tea.
क्या आपके पास चाय है?
How does he confirm that, yes, there is?
जी हाँ, है.
Say, then give me 1 kilo.
फिर मुझे 1 किलो दीजिए. फिर मुझे 1 किलो दीजिए.
Back at the office, you hand the tea to your colleague and say, here you are, this is for you. For you.
सुनिए और दोहराइए.
आपके लिए. 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 के. आपके. आपके लिए.
Say, for you.
आपके लिए. ये आपके लिए है.
Handing him the tea, how would you say, this is for you?
ये आपके लिए है.
ये
can also mean this. Your coworker is getting a cup of tea, and you ask him to bring you a cup too. How does he say, of course?
बेशक, बेशक.
When he comes back, he says, here you are, this is for you.
ये लीजिए, ये आपके लिए है. ये लीजिए, ये आपके लिए है.
Another day, you want to make a purchase. How does the shopkeeper say, it's 1800 rupees?
ये 1800 रुपए की है.
The shop is noisy and you didn't hear what he said. Ask him, what did you say?
आपने क्या कहा? आपने क्या कहा?
Now he says, it's 1900 rupees.
ये 1900 रुपए की है.
Say, it's too much.
ये बहुत ज्यादा है. ये बहुत ज्यादा है.
That amount of money is not on me.
मेरे पास उतने पैसे नहीं हैं. उतने पैसे.
He says, then give me 1800 rupees.
फिर मुझे 1800 रुपए दीजिए.
Say, no, 1100 rupees.
जी नहीं, 1100 रुपए.
He says, no, it can't be done.
जी नहीं, ये नहीं हो सकता है.
You didn't understand what he said. Say, I didn't understand.
मैं नहीं समझी.
What did you say?
आपने क्या कहा? आपने क्या कहा?
How much is its price?
इसकी कीमत कितनी है?
Eventually, you agree on a price. The item is a gift for a friend. Later, handing it to her, say, Here you are, this is for you.
ये लीजिए, ये आपके लिए है. ये आपके लिए है.
Another day at the market, you tell your acquaintance, I want to buy some tea.
मैं कुछ चाय खरीदना चाहती हूँ. मैं कुछ चाय खरीदना चाहती हूँ.
How does your acquaintance ask, What did you say?
आपने क्या कहा?
You repeat what you said. Now ask him, How much is tea?
चाय कितने की है? कितने की है?
He says, It's not too much.
ये बहुत ज्यादा नहीं है.
Later in the shop, how do you ask, Do you have tea?
क्या आपके पास चाय है?
And how does the shopkeeper confirm that, yes, there is?
जी हाँ, है.
It's noisy in the shop and you didn't hear him. Ask, what did you say?
आपने क्या कहा?
He says again, yes, there is.
जी हाँ, है.
Tell him, then give me 1 kilo.
फिर मुझे 1 किलो दीजिए. फिर मुझे 1 किलो दीजिए.
Later, visiting a friend, you hand her a gift and say, This is for you.
ये आपके लिए है. ये आपके लिए है.
After she thanks you, how do you say, You're welcome?
सर आंखों पर.
Another day, you're shopping with your friend and her husband again. You ask your friend's husband for a loan. How does he say, Of course?
बेशक.
You didn't hear his reply. Ask him what he said.
आपने क्या कहा?
He left his money at home. How would he say, Money is not on me today?
आज मेरे पास पैसे नहीं हैं. आज मेरे पास पैसे नहीं हैं.
But your friend has money with her, so she loans you some. She also hands you a book about Pakistan that she thinks you would like. How does she say, Here you are, this is for you.
ये लीजिए, ये आपके लिए है.
Now for some simple arithmetic in Urdu. I'm going to ask you to do some addition. The questions will be posed this way.
सुनिए और दोहराइए. दो और दो कितने होते हैं? होते। दो और दो कितने होते हैं?
That means something like two and two become how much? Answer, four.
चार।
Now get ready for some arithmetic.
दो और तीन कितने होते हैं?
पांच। पांच।
चार और चार कितने होते हैं?
आठ।
छह और तीन कितने होते हैं?
नौ।
छह और सात कितने होते हैं?
तेरह। तेरह।
तेरह और एक कितने होते हैं?
चौदह। चौदह।
दस और आठ कितने होते हैं?
अठारह। अठारह।
ग्यारह और पांच कितने होते हैं?
सोलह। सोलह।
पंद्रह और दो कितने होते हैं?
सत्रह। सत्रह।
सात और आठ कितने होते हैं?
पंद्रह। पंद्रह।
दस और नौ कितने होते हैं?
उन्नीस। उन्नीस।
बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया।
This is the end of Unit 15 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.